This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good afternoon. This is The Daily Check-In, a show that's all about dropping in to say hello and looking at how our daily lives have changed now that so many of us are working from home. I'm Hezrul Ashraf, and speaking of working from home, that's exactly what my co-host is doing today.
Yes, hello. It is Lee Trilin joining in from Skype in a hopefully quiet room in my house, hoping this works as well. Hello, how are things in the studio?
Hello. Well, somewhat normal, actually, now that I've had my usual cup of coffee from across the street, takeaway, of course.
And yeah, you've been talking about your coffee quite a bit.
How are things at home, Lynn?
Things are okay. It's been a while of our whole working from home rotation thing.
Yeah, so it has. It's a bit surreal.
It is surreal. But this is the first time that I'm actually joining in live, so that's exciting.
Yeah.
I'm hoping that the connection stays good and my dog stays quiet. So we'll see.
Fingers crossed.
Anyway, though, today on The Daily Check-In, we thought it would be a good time to look at the uncertainty surrounding one event in particular, and that is weddings. Because with the announcement of the MCO, I think many March and April couples who are all ready for their weddings have now found themselves having to postpone venues, caterers, wedding guests.
That's right. And outside of the logistical uncertainties, it's also hard to have a day that you've planned and anticipated for so long, now having to be put off to an unknown time because the situation is quite unpredictable. We have no idea as to when it'll be safe to have any sort of large gathering again and meet all our family and friends in one room, and also when they'll feel safe to attend.
Yeah, that's super important, right? Because if you're hosting a party or anything like that, you want to make sure that everybody who's there feels really comfortable and happy to be there. Mm-hmm. So yeah, I mean, if you've had to put off your wedding or another important event, perhaps, please let us know. You can call 7733-2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, and tweet us at BFM Radio. Today, we are going to be checking in on two people who've had to change their plans surrounding their respective weddings. We have Aina Shahira, who's the co-founder of Kulit, and Ayman Rashad, former BFMer and familiar voice on the Evening Edition. Aina, Ayman, welcome to the show.
Hello, Lynn. Thanks for having me.
So, okay, first things first, before we get into the whole wedding situation, Ayman, of course, we used to be together on the Evening Edition. How have things been for you? What have you been up to?
Well, last time we met, I was doing my master's degree, right? Almost done with my thesis. Now I'm already starting a new job at the Malaysia Reform Initiative as a program development officer.
Nice one. And you were also in the midst of planning your wedding when you were part of BFM.
Yes, I was. I couldn't stop talking about it when I was there. Right? Ever since last year, like every week I would be talking about, oh, my wedding and all that.
It was nice. Now, that's why it
was in.
Yeah, it is a pity.
Yeah, it was. But, you know, I think even though it was pretty much unexpected, I think a lot of people, other people who are in my shoes in the same kind of situation, we're all trying to stay strong and trying to, like, you know, make the best out of the situation that is at hand.
And Aina, how are you doing? How are things for you?
So things have been okay. It's very strange. It's a very strange time for all of us right now. I guess now I'm just trying to take one day at a time, not trying to plan too much ahead, I guess.
Okay. And so to dive into what we're checking on today, when was the original date of your wedding and how long had you been planning your wedding for? Aina, would you like to go first?
Okay, so we were scheduled to have two different events on the 4th, the 5th, and also the 11th of April, and 4th being our akad. And we have been talking and planning our big day since like May of last year. So it's been, the whole journey has been close to a year. So It was very sad when we couldn't proceed with it.
And before we get into what's happened since, when it comes to wedding prep, how would you describe your approach to planning, Ayman?
Well, for the large part, it's collaborative and consultative. So you can't make decisions on your own, right? Especially when it involves a lot of moving parts, a lot of coordinating with different kinds of vendors. So our approach to planning was to have numerous family meetings, identify, you know, what are the next steps, what are each of our roles are, gathering information, going to wedding fairs, asking people around who have they worked with, and then approaching those vendors. So it's largely collaboration-based kind of approach.
Mm. And do you find yourself in the same situation when it comes to planning, Aina?
Yeah, definitely. Because like Ayman said, it involves a lot of people, especially your family, and not just your immediate family, it's your extended family as well. So for Ajin and I, Ajin's my fiancé, so we were, for us, because we've been together for 5 years plus, and we were really excited to be planning this, and we are very lucky because we have our family's guidance and support. At the same time, we also got very good planners for our wedding. And yeah, so the whole process has been quite smooth, I would say. And to be honest, I thought I would be like a mega bridezilla. But surprisingly, I was quite calm throughout the process. It's just that maybe I had a few meltdowns closer to the date, but which bride hasn't, right?
If there is one, I've never met one. So definitely. We're talking now during the time of the MCO, but that's relatively late. I mean, if we think about when the COVID-19 outbreak was first beginning to happen and the numbers were beginning to come in, how did you guys, you and your fiancé, initially react to it and the proximity of it to your wedding date? Were you still thinking about how you could proceed? Ayman, where were you with this one?
Well, I guess initially we were still hoping that we could still proceed with the wedding, right? We put a lot of effort, a lot of money into the whole ceremony. Even though the severity of the situation started to increase over time, there was still a degree of hope that we could still carry on. Maybe we could do a smaller intimate wedding or, I don't know, like shorter time or whatever. But of course, the situation turned out as it is, and we've had to adapt to it, really.
And Aina, what about you?
I completely agree with Ayman, because for us, when we first heard about the outbreak in Wuhan, we didn't really took much notice of it. And even when we heard about the first case in Malaysia, we were like, oh no, it's the flu virus from Wuhan. We didn't really expect the magnitude of the outbreak to be how extreme it is now. So at that time, we were still very hopeful and very positive about the whole situation. And we, like Ayman as well, we were still hoping that we could still proceed with the ceremony. Even in March, we were still we still proceeded with our food tasting. That was, of course, before the MCO.
Right. Now, were either of you actually thinking about delaying or cancelling at all? Did that come to your minds?
Cancel? No way.
Yeah, no way.
But delaying, yes. Like, you know, initially when the situation was still in its nascent phase, because the policy developed first, because I'm supposed to get married in Perak, right? So the Perak state religious body, first they allowed you to have the akad nikah, but with a smaller group, like 6 people only. Those are the essential 6 people in the wedding. Mm. But then not long after that, they came up with a new directive saying that, you know, all akad nikah should be postponed. Eventually, we did decide to postpone it when it became clear that, you know, that there is no way this can carry on. it's for the safety of everyone, all our beloved ones as well. Hmm. But cancelling, no way.
Not an option.
Not an option.
Yeah, and what about you, Aina? Did that cross your mind at all? Either, you know, delaying or cancelling?
Cancelling, no way. But postponing, yes. I think when it happened, no one really knew how to deal with it because we never really had to deal with a global pandemic, right? So when it first hit Malaysia, we were very lucky actually because Arjun's dad was very quick to notice the pattern. And together with my dad, they came to a mutual decision that we had to postpone the wedding. And this was before the MCO. So we managed to contact all our vendors and our venues to postpone to a later date. It was definitely one of the hardest decisions that me and Arjun had to do as a couple. And it was really heartbreaking. And I don't know, I guess like, Aiman, I'm sure you understand how I feel. I don't know how to explain, but we knew that we had to postpone it. But the fact that we had to postpone it was a really, really sad thing at the time.
Yeah, yeah. It's the uncertainty, isn't it? You personally, there's maybe a little bit of selfishness. Like, you want to carry on because we've been waiting like a whole year for this. But at the same time, you know that, you know, we don't want to put people's lives in danger. It's for the greater good. And even if you do carry on at a smaller scale or whatever, it won't be as meriah as it would have been in a normal situation. So you do it with a heavy heart, like deciding to postpone it. But it's for the best, really.
So we're speaking today on the line with Aina Shahira, who's the co-founder of Kulit, and Aiman Rashad, of course, a former familiar voice here on BFM. And what we're discussing is the fact that they've both had to kind of deal with how COVID-19 and the MCO have affected their respective weddings. And we're just kind of talking about how they're navigating through that. If you'd like to weigh in, if you've also had to cancel something or if you've had to receive, you know, a notification from a future bride and groom about something being postponed or delayed, do let us know your thoughts and your experiences. You can call 7733-2900. You can WhatsApp 018-789-8899. You can tweet us at BFM Radio. We're going to be right back on the Daily Check-In, BFM 89.9.
Bringing fresh meaning. BFM 89.9.
Good afternoon. This is the Daily Check-In. I'm Hezrul Ashraf.
Yep, and joining in from home, I am Lee Chui Lin, because this is, after all, we're checking in, right? So we're checking in on everybody who is at home at the moment. Indeed. And also talking about all the ways that the MCO has affected us, including the fact that we are working from home and including the fact that people have had to postpone important events such as weddings. So two such people today joining us on the line, Aina Shahira, co-founder of Kulit, and Aiman Rashad, former BFMer. So we've talked so far about pre-MCO times, mostly just when there were growing concerns and anxieties surrounding the pandemic. So when the MCO was announced then, I think it was on March 16th, how did you feel and how did you decide what line of action you wanted to take? Aina, I think you said that you'd already decided to postpone even before the MCO. So Aiman, how did that go for you?
Well, when it was first announced, because when it first announced, it was supposed to end at 28th of March, right? Our wedding was supposed to happen on the 4th of April. So technically, we thought, you know, there could still be an opportunity to do it. But then somewhere towards the end of March, it was known that it was extended further. But by that time, we already figured that, you know, it's better to just postpone it, find a suitable date and try and be flexible in terms of our arrangement and how we are going to approach it.
Aina, how have you tried to incorporate flexibility into your planning as well? Because I think we keep talking about how uncertain things are at the moment. So how are you coping with that?
I guess now, like I said, I just want to take it one day at a time. But at the same time, I feel that working with really understanding vendors really helped as well, because when we decided to postpone our wedding, we had to take into consideration their terms and their availability. So when we told them that we are going to postpone it to, at that time, we did have a later date in mind. So when we told them that, okay, we want to postpone it to that date, they were very flexible about it and they were very open to moving the planning to the date that we had in mind. So I think working with like really good vendors really helped.
So, Ayman, how did that conversation look like, you know, with you and your vendors? Were most of them accommodating, like Aina's, or, you know, understanding?
Yeah, similar to Aina, the vendors that we've been working with, they have been very accommodating, very flexible and understanding as well. Things like accommodation, hotel, the venue, they've worked with us, discussed with us, like, you know, when is the next suitable date to do this? How can we go about this? In terms of door gifts, a lot of them are non-perishable, so it's okay anyway. They're done already, good to go. But yeah, I'm very thankful that a lot of the vendors that we worked with, they have been very cooperative and have found ways to, you know, make things happen for us despite this difficult situation.
And I think through the course of our conversation, we've kind of touched on a few different, one thing in a few different ways, which is that emotionally, I'm sure this has been tough, right? You both talked about how you're anticipating this. There's a selfish part even that goes, no, you know, I've been planning this. I want this so badly. So now that we are, you know, a month plus into the whole situation, how are you feeling about the whole thing, Aina?
Now I'm more calm. I think now I have accepted that we cannot proceed with it in the near future. But I think this would not have, I would not have felt this way unless I had gotten the support by my family, my fiancé and our friends. They've been checking in on us every now and then. And I think that really helped. I'm just feeling very positive. I just want to feel very positive and hopeful that we can hopefully have the event sometime this year, end of this year, hopefully.
Yeah, I agree. I think we're both in the fifth stage of postponing a wedding, and the feeling of acceptance, right? We've passed the first stage, which is sadness and uncertainty. But now, there is a feeling of acceptance that, you know, you cannot control the situation. You know that this virus could go on for quite a substantial time. You just have to be very flexible about it. And like Aina said, the support from the family and fiancé as well has been very helpful in terms of finding ways or solutions to the problem.
Yeah, so I guess it's really about taking it a day at a time, huh? At this point.
Yeah.
So at the moment then, since everything is being pushed back, you know, are there things that you can still plan and prep for? Or is everything pretty much on hold for now? Ayman, you can take it first.
Well, I think it's the latter. In my case, a lot of the things that needed to be planned have already been sorted. But I think it will mostly go down to things like, okay, the MCO is done. We are safe from COVID. What date shall we do this thing, you know? And then you have to like go through all the vendors, see if they're still available, if the makeup artist is available, if the hall is still available. So right now things are a bit on hold until the day comes when it's much clearer when we can actually do the wedding.
And Aina, do you find yourself in the same situation?
Exactly in the same situation as Aman, because I feel like everything's very hazy now. We can't make a decision unless we have a certain date, a confirmed date. But now we don't know when MCO will be lifted. So I think since the day we decided to postpone, I haven't even touched my wedding file. So yeah, pretty much nothing is being, no planning has been resumed since then. And I think it's true what Ayman said. We are just, when we do decide to have the wedding, we're just hoping that all our vendors will be available. Because to get all the vendors to be available on the same date, that will be a challenge that I think we will face. But hopefully everything will go smoothly.
For sure. And from your experience or research, I guess, do you know if anyone has actually proceeded with their wedding during the MCO? I mean, for instance, maybe streaming it, doing it remotely, but streaming it for people. I've seen the articles, but I haven't actually remotely attended an MCO wedding at the moment. Aina, have you heard of anything like that?
Yeah, so actually, I just watched this one video by Mufti Meng. So he said that now, because of the situation we are in now, there are people who are proceeding their akad through Skype or Zoom. And he said that it's okay to do it that way, as long as you you get all the people involved to be present. And also, I did also read the article about people proceeding with their akad with just maybe 10 or less people in attendance. So that's about it. But no, I have not attended or been invited to one.
Yeah, I mean, that possibility has been suggested by my friends as well, perhaps half jokingly. But, you know, in my mind, if I don't know about other people, but me personally, if I were to live stream my akad with like a skeleton crew of attendees, like 6 people or so, it just won't feel the same, you know. Like, this is a once-in-a-lifetime event. You want, you know, we want it to be like the dream wedding, the best, like everything you ever hoped for. So even though practical-wise it works, it can be done, but it just won't feel the same, you know. And in like 20, 30 years' time, when you tell this story to your kids or grandkids or whatever, it'd be like, I did my wedding over the internet. It doesn't feel special, you know. So if I was given the choice, I would want to do it, you know, properly, just like we had planned this whole time.
Yeah, I'm glad not everything, not everyone feels the need to resort to you know, to go online with events. That's nice to, you know, keep in mind. So another topic that's also, well, out of the question at the moment is travel. Have either of you made any bookings for your honeymoon in advance? And where were you planning to go, if you don't mind us asking?
Only if you don't mind us asking.
Yeah, only unless it's like top secret, you know.
For me, it was still... Sorry, did you want to go first?
No, please, Aina, go first.
So for us, it was still in the planning process, actually. We were focused more on the event, on the wedding event. But we were discussing it for months, discussing and narrowing down all the places that we wanted for our honeymoon. And then only recently, we decided on a country in the southern of Asia. But both of us have not been there. And then it was... have been our first time traveling together as a couple, so we were really looking forward to it, but of course now we just have to postpone the whole thing.
Yeah, same as me as well. We hadn't got the chance to buy the tickets for our honeymoon yet, which, you know, in retrospect was a pretty good move, I guess. But we were planning to go to Hokkaido. Apparently it was beautiful in spring. But perhaps next spring or something, hopefully.
Fingers crossed, yeah, definitely. Okay, so just to close off, I guess it's a little bit of a philosophical question. I would love to know, before all this happened, you know, when you were thinking about your wedding, what does having your wedding mean to you? And has your perspective of it changed now that you've had to delay it and put it off a little bit? Aina, what are your thoughts?
In a way, yes, definitely it has changed. For me, weddings have always been about big celebrations with your family and gathering with families that you have not met in a while, with friends. But now I feel like all I want is just to have my closest and dearest with me, because I think that was a luxury that we took for granted. Because we always thought that, okay, we can always gather together again anytime. But now, because it's so hard to even see, even my siblings who are already married and they're living on their own. Like, I haven't even seen them for a month plus, for months plus now. So I think just about being with the family and close friends, and I guess it's still about celebrating the love at the end of the day. So yeah, I guess for now, time will tell. But we will just remain positive and pray that everything will just get better.
Yeah, and it's been a good opportunity to, you know, really see and understand, you know, how you get to work together with your future spouse, right? So this is a test, it's a challenge for you and your partner as well. And if there's any indication that, you know, how you deal with future obstacles or anything like that, how you deal with it now, I'm quite thankful that, you know, my fiance, her family, my parents, we've all been able to work well with each other, had very positive relationship with each other to overcome this problem. And I can't wait for married life with them, inshallah.
Aw. You guys, thank you so much for talking to us today, and good luck. Keep safe.
Thank you, Lynn. Thank you, Hezru. Take care. Yeah,
you too.
You just heard there from Aina Shahira, co-founder of Kulet, and Ayman Rashad, former BFMer, discussing having to put off both their respective weddings because of COVID-19 and the MCO. If you have thoughts or experience with this, you can let us know. WhatsApp 018-789-8899 and tweet us at BFM Radio. And now coming up, we have just a little bit of music. It's Billy Idol with White Wedding, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.